That's Robin.
Hey Jenna, sorry for calling you. I'm sleeping. I wanted to expose you a case. His name is Shireen Jackson.
Yeah, what's up?
The thing is, I know. I mean, as far as I know, I don't suffer from anything else than blood pressure. But this lady, the caregiver, just told me about I don't know, last month, February, ending of the month. She said that she needed to have her hours reduced because she couldn't do more hours. Okay, so the thing is, as always, I could send you like a payroll issue email, but I wanted you to understand that first, because if you see the clock ins as of the 27th of February until current date, she did not adjust the
700.
clock in times.
700. I'm sorry, one more time.
Yeah. As of February 27th, she did not start clocking in as the agreed schedule. She used to keep. I mean, as of now, she still has the same hours to clock in, but not following the schedule that she gave me. So I totally couldn't take back. Now she's asking for money. She's saying I still work my hours. I see my hours reduced, and I told her, okay, but you told me that you were going to reduce your hours. She said now it was a mistake, and I was like, okay, but
Did she clock or not?
she did clock. She did clock.
Does the client have those hours?
Yeah, she has those hours. The thing is, the caregiver manifested that she couldn't do more.
I'm not sure what the reason is, but if she clocked and we're authorized, then you can put it in.
Yeah, the thing is, she's asking us to backdate as of the 27th, because I did put the change of the schedule as of the 27th, so it's like
Got it.
around
If
two hours
the
every day.
clocks are there, if the clocks are there, we'll do it.
Okay, so I'll send you a payroll, I mean like
Send
a
me an
payroll issue
email and
email.
no, but yeah, but you should CC Yitzi.
Yeti.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do so. Thank you so much, Jonah.
No problem.
All right, bye-bye.